All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. You know, and I'm humbled. I'm honored to receive that gift from Jim and Joanne. Beautiful. Daryl, you talked towards the end of the second hour about, you know, asking the question in its proper content, and it's going to get really dicey in the room. And I have to tell you that that happened to me 23 years ago when I was, the IRS demanded I come down to their office. And when I went in there, I think I shared the story with you, but I'm going to share it with the listening audience. When I went in there, you know, they work on intimidation. And I brought in my little briefcase with my Internal Revenue Service code in there, which, by the way, they don't have a copy of anywhere in any IRS office. And I walked in, and this lady is about 5 feet tall. She flips around, shoves a badge right in my face, and she screamed at the top of her lungs, "Are you ready to file your return and pay your income taxes today?" And I mean, she's at the top of her lungs, she screamed that right in my face. And I replied to her, I calmly opened my briefcase, opened up the Internal Revenue Service code, and I said, "Sure, as soon as you can show me the statute or the code that says I'm liable for the tax." She ran out of that room like a used car salesman, which is the tactic that they use in there. If they don't have a reply, they have to go to their upper-level management to tell them what happened. And, of course, it's all being recorded, and get a reply from the upper echelon to come back and stick something else at you. So go ahead. Continue your thought there, Daryl.
Well, I'll just take off on what you were talking about, Michael. What she was doing was trying to provoke a reaction in you, which is fear. And if we were to survey 1,000 of the listeners, I believe that most of them would state that the reason that they pay that unconstitutional, according to the Constitution, at this...
No, it's not unconstitutional because it's voluntary. Well, if it were mandatory, then it would be unconstitutional. Go ahead. Well,
It's not unconstitutional according to the 14th Amendment. Let me thank you very much. Thank you for making that precisely clear. Prior to the 14th Amendment, it would have been unconstitutional. All right. The 14th Amendment brought in several things. One of them being these persons, this entity called a person, and it also brought in civil rights. No, civil rights didn't happen in 1964. That was equal civil rights. But civil rights came in the 14th Amendment, 1868, and that's where they first appear. And this makes what they are doing, hypothetically, according to their interpretation, constitutional. So why do people pay these things? This tithing on your life. Fear. They do it because of fear. I think most people would agree. I know that's why I did it, was fear. And once I understood who I was and I understood who they were, that fear went away very quickly. Now, I like to turn fear into an acronym, and the word fear, and F-E-A-R, and I call it fantasized experiences appearing real. And so they cause provoke a reaction of fear in you that causes you to think about everything you'll lose and what they'll do to you as public servants. Oh, wait a minute. They're not public servants. They're a private collection corporation. So... the 14th Amendment, because you accept the idea that you are this person and you're in the jurisdiction of the District of Columbia and you reside for benefits in that jurisdiction, they have authority over you and you consent. Let's remember what that term citizen means. You accept the fact that they have dominion over you and are subject to their policies. So this is starting to cause some people to be uncomfortable right now. I can feel it. Michael.
Well, yeah, but you know, I can comfort them by saying there is a solution to this that we're going to go into here, because there's two different, and it's up to the individual to do their own research, but there's two different methodologies here to be able to you know, I don't want to say attack, but to move through this. One of them is with an educated return that many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are using effectively every year. Now, just because Pete Henriksen went to jail, he didn't go to jail over that. He went to jail like Irwin Schiff did for writing a book about it and selling it and making a profit on something that the IRS doesn't want you to know, just like what Jim and Joanne Moriarty are doing. They are being harassed, they're being stalked, they're being threatened because they've got information they can prove what the rogue government doesn't want people to know. So this is the retaliation. Okay, but if it's done in the proper format, and I'm talking about, you know, in if you choose to file an educated return, read up on it first. Okay, don't just go out there and do it. There's a method to doing it that it indeed does work. But the other way to do it is to declare who you are, and you have to know who you are, and you have to inform the proper bureaucracies of who you are, and they mysteriously go away. Because once you have effectively let them know who you are and what place you are in society, okay, they don't have that jurisdiction over you, and their definition of jurisdiction is it's nullified. Now, have I explained that properly, Daryl?
Oh, you've done an extremely good job of that, Michael. The 14th Amendment, if you accept that that applies to you, you are in that jurisdiction, and you are that person. So let's go back to this word person for a moment. The word person, if you were to walk in, if there's any attorneys, there might be a few attorneys in the listening audience, and if they would pick up a pencil and paper and write down the definition of a person. And without going to a legal dictionary, they probably can't. Most people, I would be willing to wager a fair sum of money, cannot define the legal definition of a person. Now, one of the best ways to understand what the legal definition of a person is an entity. Note I didn't say man or woman. I said an entity to whom the law assigns rights and duties. So, if you consent to being a citizen under that jurisdiction and dominion, and they give you rights, well, wait a minute, what did I just say? They give you rights? You mean men making legislation give me rights? Well, wait a minute, hit the brakes. What's that all about? I thought the Constitution said that we find these rights self-evident. They come from our Creator. Well, listen, that doesn't apply to the 14th Amendment. Those rights in the 14th Amendment, those civil rights, those come from men. And you can't really call them rights, rightfully. They're privileges. And anything that man can give you, man can take away, or he can be abusive with it. So it's obvious that these rights come from men because they're not self-evident. The civil rights and all these jurisdictions that these men have created through legislation are very much not transparent. So when you accept to be a 14th Amendment citizen, and you get the privileges, or what they call rights, you have a duty, right? This is the way it works. It's a quid pro quo. You accepted the rights, and now you have a duty. And if you don't perform on that duty, what do they have? A remedy. And the remedy is not in law. The remedy is in the policies of the IRS. Now, wait a minute. Something comes to mind here. And it takes me back to the Declaration of Independence. And he one of the grievances in the Declaration of Independence was this: he has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Now, this was in the Declaration of Independence. And in fact, this is what the 14th Amendment has been allowed to do. Now, hypothetically, the 14th Amendment, I have to address this if we're going to talk about the 14th Amendment here, is that it was supposed to give a status, a political status. Now, I'm not talking about Democrat or Republican. I'm talking about a political status, as in an identity, a association with a country, a sovereign. And the freed black slaves, okay, being then free men, had no political status at the end of the hostilities that's called the Civil War, which was really the rebellion. And so they created the 14th Amendment to be able to give them a status that was equal in laws to the white inhabitants. But this was created by men. So hypothetically, the 14th Amendment was supposed to free the blacks, slaves, but in actuality, what it has done is enslaved everybody under these man-made civil rights. So it didn't free the black man, it enslaved everybody. And this is why these words are so important, and they apply to you. And so the people that you are right now, as far as the political status goes, is fantastically different than the people that lived here under that Constitution prior to the Civil War. You're not the same political status. And this is what has people confused in their minds. They can't understand why my constitutional rights are violated. You can't go into a federal district court and make a constitutional argument because you're a 14th Amendment citizen. You're under a different form of law and jurisdiction. And this is why they have mixed the streams. They have mixed your understanding of who you are and the jurisdiction that you're in. And this is very confusing to people. And
well, this
so
is
what Michael talks about. You have to know who you are. The original inhabitants here under the Constitution were state citizens. They identified their country, their nation, as their states. They didn't recognize themselves and weren't recognized as federal citizens, they were state citizens. Under the 14th Amendment, all the free blacks became federal citizens or wards of that state, the federal state. Okay? And through the process of time, over time, through a series of other legal manipulations and machinations, they have gotten everybody born into that jurisdiction. Now, that doesn't mean that the other one went away. It's still there. You have access to it, but you didn't know it was there. They pushed a chair in front of it, painted over the door, and hung a rug in front of it, but the door is still there. You just have to know where it's at.
You have to know you have to know how to unlock it. Yeah. That's your point. Right. Okay. And so if we condense this down to the reality of what it is. First of all, the Internal Revenue Service is not a government agency. It is under international law, and they are nothing more than the collection arm of the International Monetary Fund. Now, I want to touch on this just for a moment here, Daryl, because, folks, all you have to do is pull out a dollar bill and look at the top of it. It says Federal Reserve Note. What is a note? A note is a debt. Who created it? The Federal Reserve. Who is the Federal Reserve? 13 private banking families. This is a notice of credit. That dollar bill in your pocket is a notice of credit. And who is the debtor? Right underneath the Federal Reserve note, it says the United States of America. They are the debtor. Now, over on the right-hand side at the bottom, there is a signatory called Secretary of the Treasury. This gentleman is nothing more than a trustee overseeing the bankruptcy in 1933 of the Federal Reserve and is paid by the International Monetary Fund. Am I right, Daryl?
You're exactly right. And actually, behind closed doors, this individual that signs in the lower right-hand corner of that note, the Secretary of the Treasury, is the secretary for the fund. And they're identified as secretary of the fund. And what fund are they talking about? The International Monetary Fund. That is who is the lender. They are the ones that are holding the lease on and the debt of this country, and as a matter of fact, the property.
And to expound on that just for a moment, what this dollar bill really is a created contract between the International Monetary Fund and the United States of America, and every one of these notes is a debt, and it is owned by, this is a certificate of debt owned by the Federal Reserve. It doesn't belong to us. They can call it back anytime they want to. This is nothing more than a casino chip. We own nothing. As Ron McDonald says, they own it all, including you. Over to you, Daryl.
Well, of course, that's a pretty powerful claim, and of course, we're those claims today, but these are all researchable, and don't believe us. You can go look them up. In March of 1933, the Senate was in a meeting, and they came to a resolution. It's called Senate Resolution Number 62. And under Senate Resolution Number 62, page 13, top paragraph, they state that all property is of the ownership of the federal government. I want to repeat that. All property is the ownership of the federal government. And as far as you are concerned, you are just a mere user of that property under the scope and clause of their approval. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement. Well, you can go online and look it up. It's called Senate Resolution Number 62, March 9th, 1933, page 13, top paragraph. I'm not making it up. There's been a lot of people out here that have been telling people for a long time what's going on, but, well, they just didn't want to hear it, the general population. So,
well, it's not easy to absorb. I mean, it takes time to do research and wrap your head around this stuff. But when you look at it in its, get outside the forest and look at the trees, all right? The Internal Revenue Service is a collection arm for the International Monetary Fund. The International Monetary Fund is what lends money to the United States government. We got to take a break. I'll continue this thought when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening with Daryl, my co-pilot. Stick around, more to come. I'll expound on this in a few minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
All right, folks, we're back. The American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, is coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun with my guest, Daryl, my co-pilot. Now, I want to expound on this. We're going to have a caller on the line. First of all, the IRS, the collection arm of the International Monetary Fund, okay, we know they print this funny money. The United States has a budget every year. I think it's 700 or 800 billion goes to the military. So the United States government every year comes up with a budget, which, by the way, is put together, I believe, by the RAND Corporation, given to our Congress and senators. They pass the budget. The Federal Reserve prints the money to give to the United States government in turn for United States, bonds, okay, which they in turn give back to the Federal Reserve. The United States government then takes this money and allots it out for certain entities, one being the military-industrial complex. And they also delve out, I don't know how many billions of dollars a year to Israel, so they can make their weapons and bomb and kill people around the world, including the genocide of the Palestinians. And the question is, with that and you participating in that, do you want to continue to participate in the deaths of your fellow world brothers and sisters and the genocide of Christians in Syria, in Palestine, in Iran? Okay, this is what's happening here, folks. So the question is, do you want to participate? And if not, how to get out of it? Now, Daryl, I got a caller on the line here. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Richard, you're on with Michael and Daryl. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good presentation, as always. I assume because we're RBN listeners, this is kind of like preaching to the choir. But the one thing you didn't mention, because there's so many presumptions, they've got you coming and going on a regular basis with totally different directions. The one you didn't mention was the federal citizen, the all capital letters. When you're getting a birth certificate, you essentially are putting your name all in capital letters, making yourself a corporate entity, and then corporations have income. So that one also has to be addressed, the way you address that, of course, is to write whenever they ask for signatures, without prejudice, UCC 101-308, because that states that you're not buying into the dollar system that you just pointed out, how that works, and that you're reserving your rights to be free from that system and independent of it. And, you know, they do all this stuff, and it's in multi-directions, as you pointed out, and we've always got to be aware of the fact that it's not just one thing we got to look at. We've got to look at a whole bunch of things and be ready for whichever one comes up.
Daryl, you want to comment on that?
Richard is on point, and I agree with his statement. What he's referring to is the birth certificate, and where the you've turned your children, much like you were turned into a commercial article, and you accept that, and that's the jurisdiction. They take that entity, that person, and they of their creation, and they enter it into that commercial contract. And there's a lot to be said about that, and I've intentionally stayed away from it. I appreciate you bringing it up. There, like you said, Richard, there is so much here. This is just a very general overview and applies to people's presumptions and the IRS coming up on tax day.
Right,
yeah, exactly right. We're supposed to be state citizens, and we're supposed to be domiciled wherever we're living. We don't reside in Washington, D.C., which is why they give us zip codes. That indicates in a separate way that we're residing in Washington, D.C. But, yeah, there's so many ways that they try to pigeonhole you into something that you're not really a party of. And,
well, Richard,
go ahead.
It's everything that they say is true until you rebut it. Until you rebut it, that presumption stands. So it's up to the individual. This isn't something that you can do a group lawsuit on, or this is an individual responsibility for people to be informed, educated, informed, and then apply this knowledge. And I just really appreciate Michael having this topic today, and you're very well informed, Richard.
Well, that's exactly it, and that's what I keep calling it. It's all an individual effort. You can be party to a group of people that believe as you do, but bottom line, it's you educating others around you, hopefully, and it's the group effort made by the strength of the individual. And since I always recommend a book, I would recommend the book Fruit from a Poisonous Tree by Melvin Stamper. That's one of the most dramatic books I've ever, dramatic presentation I've ever read in this subject matter. So thank you for the presentation, and I'll let you carry on.
Okay, thanks, Richard. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
And you know, whether he's talking about with the all capital letters and the birth certificate, I went into in a show last year, and you could talk about this stuff for show after show after show after show, but it's imperative that people do the research to find out where they lie, who they are, and to if they want to choose a road out of this, to do so. Otherwise, you're trapped. You can't get out of it unless you find your way out of it, unless you find the key to that door. Go ahead.
Well, I want to follow on that thought, Michael, because the word that you're describing.
Hold on. I know, and we're going to get to that, but we got to take a break first. So let's take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll start talking about the remedy. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my co-pilot, Daryl, and my navigator, Dan. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my special guest, Dan, my navigator, and Daryl, my co-pilot. Okay, we're going to get into remedies here in just a moment. Yeah, I confused them. We got to play a musical chairs in the airplane here. Before we get into remedies, Daryl, let's go to the phones once again. Let's go to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, you're on with Michael and Daryl. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Mike and Daryl. I don't know if this is an anomaly to you, but on my birth certificate, my name is not printed in all capital letters. What do you make of that?
I'd say that you were born before 1964.
Yes. Yes, I was.
They changed it. They changed it around there to all caps.
All right. So in my particular case, what would be the, what is the right word? I'm looking for ramifications.
You talking about remedy or ramifications?
Well, I mean,
well, the remedy remains the remedy remains the same, Chance. All they're doing is they changed the spelling or the gloss of your name depending upon who was in charge. That's pretty much when the IMF took over the fund. And it delineates a time. Now, they didn't tell anybody what they were doing, but they changed that to standardize it for their internal means of identifying everybody and tracking the bonds. So it won't affect your remedy. The remedy will be the same.
Oh, okay. That was basically my question.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Chance. Appreciate it. Let's
thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Let's get into the remedies here, Daryl. Because, you know, I've followed a number of these trials across the years, you know, Irwin Schiff and Larkin Rose and Dixon Cannon, and I mean, I can go on and on and on. And the one thing that's unique in all of those cases is they would never allow the Constitution to be used in their courtroom because they weren't under the constitutional or, what do you call it, common law. They were under admiralty law. So let's get into the remedies, what people can do about this, should they so choose. First of all, I want to mention, folks, you don't want to do anything until you dive down the rabbit hole and do your own research. Don't believe anything we say. Research it for yourself. Go ahead, Daryl.
Well, that's exactly right. I'm not telling anybody to do anything. I'm just trying to expose to people what their options are. And you're exactly right when you say that you have to inform yourself because you'll have to be the one that defends it. Now, so in order to gain this information, it requires some effort. You have to study a little bit. I'll take this opportunity to recommend a book. And it's a book that I read many years ago. It provided me with a foundation upon which to study other things and learn. So the title of the book is From Sovereign to Serf. The author is a Mr. Roger Sales. And the subtitle is Government by the Treachery and Deception of Words. I think that's a wonderful title. And there's a little child's limerick that we used to say when we were kids. It was sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can't hurt me. Well, that wasn't correct either. How this little child's limerick really goes is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can just enslave me. And that's, in fact, what has happened. The words have enslaved us. And they've enslaved us in a fence. So we're supposed to be birds, freedom and liberty, but we're enslaved. We're fenced in by this jurisdiction that we consent to. So the remedy is to find out who you are, remove yourself from that jurisdiction. Now, here's the beautiful thing nobody ever told you probably, is they can't tell you who you are. They cannot tell you who you are, and their jurisdiction is based upon you being that person. So you have to understand and come to grips with the idea and the truth that there are two political statuses in this country. There's a U.S. national, that's their words. If you're talking about the IRS, they call it a non-resident alien. Here again, they use all kinds of different terms to mean the same thing. U.S. national, non-resident alien. That's your choice. They say, well, I never heard of this before. Well, I got a field trip for you. You don't even have to spend any money. The next time you go to your local post office that happens to be a passport center, just walk in there and say, I'd like a new passport application or a reapplication. And it'll state it right on the front. Now, many of you have probably read that form and never realized what you were reading. It'll say that this is only for U.S. citizens or non-resident nationals. And you would, in your mind before, you always said, well, I'm that person. And you consented to that. They asked you, and you said, that's who I am. You put yourself in that jurisdiction every time you do that. You have to find a way to rebut that lawfully, rebut that assumption, take ownership for who you are. The first thing you have to do is find out who that is. And this is why I recommend this book. As Richard said, as Michael has said over and over, and accurately, there's too much here to convey in a two-hour show and cover all aspects of this. All we're trying to do is show you that there is an option and and lead you to a point where you can find the accurate research material to act on this. And this book that I recommended, From Sovereign to Serf by Roger Sells, is a great book to start with. Now, you can actually go to a website to purchase this book. I think it's about $10 or $12. It's not very expensive for the years of work that have been put into it. And the website that you could go to is People's, that's plural, People's Patriot Network.com, EPN.com, and scroll down in the home window, and you'll see where you can read an excerpt from it and actually purchase the book, and there's a lot of other information there, too. So there's a resource for you. So that's a good place to start, the book. Go to the post office, get your passport application, and just read it. Read it through and see all the word traps in there and the two political statuses. So to reiterate, recapitulate this, the remedy is removing yourself lawfully from their jurisdiction. Now, the only reason I'm on here talking about this today is because I've done it, and I did it years ago, and I've had zero blowback. I'm saying zero. And I share this with you to empower you in your search for the truth, because if you, except for the guys from the intelligence agencies that are listening and the other places, everybody that hears today is interested in the truth. I know that, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. And I'm just sharing with you my own personal experiences. I can't talk about something I haven't done. And so my conscience is very clear, because I'm not trying to sell you anything, that this is a process of understanding who you are and the options, and then applying that becomes a remedy, and they can't take that away from you, and you stay out of their jurisdiction. And
you know,
there you go.
Daryl, let me interject, and I want to be clear, we're not selling anything, we're just bringing this to the forefront, folks. You have to do a little bit of research on your own, but a couple other tidbits that I want to throw in here that I learned that I didn't know, which Daryl brought to my attention, is these other countries that are under our, would you call it jurisdiction? Would you call it control? What would you call it, Daryl? You know, talking about Puerto Rico and Guam and American Samoa,
right.
And those. Yeah, I mean,
right.
I mean, give
yeah,
us a bit
well,
of an overview about
hey,
that.
Hey, listen, this thank you, Michael. I had such a good show here today. And I really appreciate the callers, too. And so this jurisdiction applies to some of these far-flung places like Puerto Rico. We have Guam. We have the American Virgin Islands. This place called American Samoa. There's this other little tiny place called Swains Island. It's about 800 acres. It's almost statistically insignificant. I guess not if you live there. But these are also called states too. But they're territorial states. They're outlying territories. So there's actually more than 50 states in the federal. In the federal scheme, I guess I could use that word, scheme, they had these outlying territories that are considered to be states as well. Now, the one in particular, of particular interest, you always look for the anomaly. You always look for the contradiction as to what these guys are up to and how they're doing it. Doing what? The fraud. And fraud is one of those interesting things, is that it's not really fraud until you discover that it's fraud. Up to the point where you discovered that you've been ripped off, you were probably okay with it or didn't know any different. It's when you discover fraud that it becomes an outrage. And guess what? The statute of limitations on fraud is never. Okay, there is no statute of limitations on fraud. So any contract or anything that you've been hooked into that wasn't in full disclosure is nullified at the moment it's discovered as being fraud. And by you asserting that you're not who they say you are, let's go on here a little bit about American Samoa. American Samoa is a very unique situation. Last year in 2016, the American Samoans, a number of them, did a group action lawsuit trying to gain their civil rights. They wanted to become 14th Amendment citizens because, see, even though they're a federal territorial outlying state, they can't vote in primary elections. That's right. They can serve in the military, but they can't serve in the military of high rank. They can be enlisted. They can't hold high office in the military. They don't have to pay federal income taxes unless they're a federal employee. Okay, that might tell you something. What else can't they do? They can't have abortions. Abortion is unlawful. I won't say illegal. Abortion is unlawful in American Samoa. Now, there is one tiny provision where it can be acceptable under the threat of the life, slight threatening situation for the mother. Very, very seldom used over there. So, the act of abortion is completely unlawful in American Samoa because the 14th Amendment has no application to them because they have the original rights of state citizens. So if they were to commit an abortion in American Samoa, it would be murder.
And relating here, back, Daryl, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say, and relating
so
back,
in
okay,
here,
which is,
yeah, go ahead.
Which is the very reason why they don't have to pay income tax, right? Because they're reverting
exactly
back,
right.
Right, they're reverting back to the old way it was prior to the 14th Amendment. Go ahead.
And the reason that this lawsuit that was filed by the American Samoans in 2016 went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And in the United States, the federal United States, and then that case would not be heard by the Supreme Court. They refused to hear it. They wouldn't even hear it. Well, why is that? Because, see, in Puerto Rico you can vote. In Puerto Rico, you can become an officer. In Puerto Rico, you can pay taxes. In Puerto Rico, you have civil rights. You can do that in Guam. You can do that in American Virgin Islands. You can't do it in American Samoa. And what do they got? They got, I don't know, 55, 60,000 residents. They live there. Okay. And we know that word's a tricky word, residents.
Occupants.
So,
they've got occupants.
There's something special about.
All right, Daryl, did we lose you? All right.
I hope not. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, something. Your phone keeps coming up. We got a break coming up here in about 30 seconds or so. You know, I want you to save the conclusion regarding American Samoa, because again, this reiterates they don't have to pay income tax over there. They revert back to the old constitution prior to the 14th Amendment, and I want to know why the Supreme Court refused to hear it. Do you have you're going to tell us why, right, Daryl?
I am.
All right, good. Daryl's going to tell us why. Daryl's going to put the wheels down because the show is starting to come to an end. I need 20 degrees of flaps. We're approaching the airport, okay? So,
all right.
So save that thought. I know I'm supposed to hear the music coming up here. I'm keeping a close eye on the clock from my navigator. So because earlier in the show we missed a break. So I'm thinking that they're What? What?
Oh, I.
Well, no, we're slowing the air. We're slowing the airspeed. Now hold that thought. We're gonna do the explanation for the Supreme Court not hearing it when we get back. There's the music. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Daryl's got the wheels down. He's got the flaps at 20 degrees. I'm backing off the throttle here, headed for the runway. We'll see you in a few minutes, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Michael Herzog coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. All right, with this few minutes that we have left here, Daryl, go ahead and tell us all why the United States Supreme Court would not hear the suit that American Samoa filed. Go ahead.
Well, two basic reasons. One, if they had heard it, it would have exposed the duality of the two jurisdictions. And they're not prepared to do that, because if they do that, it brings the whole house of cards down. Now, the other reason why they couldn't hear it is that, and remedy these people's request, is because if American Samoa is put under the same constitution of, and applicable to the 14th Amendment of everybody else, that means that there would be no more state, national, or U.S. national jurisdiction, which would be absolute tyranny, which would be treason on its face. Now, just because you don't know about the option doesn't mean that it wasn't there. Of course, remember the old maxim of law, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Just because you're ignorant of it, this remedy doesn't mean that it isn't there. But if they take that remedy away, they would be liable.
I see.
So,
okay. Well,
that is why that jurisdiction is there, that political status is there, and they've hit.
There he blew up again.
From 1940. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, something happens with your phone periodically, but why would they introduce a lawsuit like that anyway? I wouldn't want to go to court and say, hey, you know what, we want full-fledged citizenship so we could pay taxes. I wouldn't do that. Why would they do it?
Well, they want the freebies. They want all the benefits. They want the welfare. They want the status. They want the payouts. They want the check.
They want
their benefits. Remember, I said, if you have rights plus duties equals remedy. They want the rights. They want the money. Okay? And so they don't realize that they're first-class citizens. They want to become second-class citizens. So with that in mind, I just want to say this. I want to do a quote of Samuel Adams. And here's Samuel Adams' quote. A lot of people associate it with Patrick Henry, but it was Samuel Adams. And he says, if ye love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude and the animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may your posterity forget that ye were our countrymen.
Very well said, Daryl. Well, tell you what, we're hitting the runway here. Daryl's got 40 degrees of flaps. I have just hit the runway. I'm slowing up, coming up to the gate. Dan will be exiting the aircraft shortly. Please unfasten your seatbelts and stay tuned for Michael Rivero. I'm sure he's got a lot more information for you to digest. And, Daryl, I want to thank you so much for educating on this topic today.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, we're out of time. Have a good weekend. I'll see you same time, same station. Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.